You're listening to Scariff Bay Community Radio, and this is Around the Parishes, the programme where we go all over East Clare every week to find out what's going on in all the different areas. Today, our focus is in Scariff, and I'm delighted to be joined in studio by our correspondent in Scariff, Marie McNamara. Marie, good afternoon to you.
Afternoon, Jim.
I suppose coming up to St. Patrick's Day this weekend, St. Patrick tops the list of news items.
Yes, absolutely. I suppose there's a lot of parades all over East Clare, but it's the 35th annual parade of the Scariff Parade this year. So it's wonderful. I mean, there's such a small committee, and I say Bernie and Joan have been there since the start. They put a lot of effort into it, and you can see yourself in the last week. The bunting has been up in town. All the shops and the businesses are decorating their windows, and there's a kind of a festive feel about it, really, isn't there?
There is indeed, and I was talking to Bernie for News Extra, and she was saying that she was even locating floats for people, people with ideas about what should go up on a float, but didn't have access to a tractor and trailer, maybe.
Okay.
And she was mediating and getting
no better woman,
getting them organised. No,
brilliant.
Better woman. No, so that's brilliant. I mean, it's a great day in the town, in all the villages around.
Oh, it is,
but and it's a great day.
It really is. It's leaving what used to be Hassett's. It's now the East Clare Trading Post at 3 o'clock, led of course by the wonderful Tulla Pipe Band. So how they manage the hill is unknown to me, as well as playing their instruments as well. There's a lot of fitness required there, I'd say. So it's leaving at 3 o'clock, coming up the town, and it's great. Because you have the long road there in Drewsborough, you know, and you have the hill up the town. It's a great viewing point anywhere, really, from Tringwaney up to the hill of Scariff, isn't it? That you can see the whole lot. It's
anywhere
wonderful.
At all. And I mean, people come out of the pubs, you know, and they crowd outside to have a look at the parade passing. It's a great point of interest.
It is. It's a great day for the parish, as they say.
It is.
But it's lovely. There's a great buzz around the town usually on the day. It's wonderful. So come out and support it.
That's grand, and it's free to everyone to attend.
It costs you nothing. And of course, Scariff Bay Community Radio are putting a float in this year for the very first time. So
if we'll say you're away or abroad or whatever, if you tune into Scariff Bay Community Radio, Owen and Ruth will be on from 2 o'clock.
Great,
and they'll have full live coverage then of the parade as it approaches the
brilliant.
Stand.
Okay. Lovely. Of course, it is happening on a Sunday, so the radio is on live, so it's working out great.
It is working out great.
Brilliant.
And there are actually 5 other parades in East Clare over the weekend.
Right.
Kilkishan on Saturday evening, and then Feakil, Tulla, Bodyke and Killaloe.
Oh, okay.
And all at different times.
Right, okay. So it's hard to keep up.
It's hard to keep up, but we'll try.
Good, get a report from them all.
Yeah.
Good, that's great to see.
And of course, Marie, once the parade is over and done with and St. Patrick's Day and weekend have been completed, we're into another area of culture for East Clare.
Yes, we're getting very artistic, aren't we, Jim? Yes, of course, the Clare Drama Festival starts again on the 22nd. It runs from the 22nd to the 29th of March this year. And as always, it's over in the Scariff Community College Hall. Doors open at 7:15, curtain is 8 p.m, except for the final night. I think it might be a little bit earlier. So there's a great selection of plays. There's flyers in all the shops and everything, and some of us have got them in the post as well. So it's looking good, and it's always, again, a small committee. They put an awful lot of effort into it. So come out and go one or two nights. I'm not sure how much it is per night, but that's on the leaflet. And I think there's a season ticket for those that like to go. A lot of people go every night,
so it's
lovely. And of course, Same Old Moon, which a lot of us have seen in the Hall of Montana there a couple of weeks ago, directed by Shane Kelly. It's done by Slievachta Drama Group, and they have been doing very well in the festivals that they have participated in so far. They've got some awards, and they've been nominated in other categories. So we'd like to wish them the very best. They're on Tuesday the 26th.
Okay, which is the final night, I think. Is it?
Don't think so. It's finishing on the 29th,
okay.
I think. Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah. It's usually in midweek, so the people can come out. I suppose the ones far away probably get the weekend nights, I'd imagine, the clubs, you know.
Yeah.
So best of luck to everybody involved in Clare Drama Festival, starting on the 22nd of March.
Lovely. We look forward to that, and it's a great thing, and it's been going for so long.
Years, yeah.
You know, it's been going, I think it's 70-something.
70-something. It was 75 a couple of years ago.
So it's great. Great credit to the people, not just in charge at the moment, but down through the years.
Absolutely, because, you know, drama isn't for everybody, and it still attracts a crowd every year.
It does.
Which is
it
great.
People thought that television would kill the drama festival.
Absolutely
but it hasn't, by no means. Okay, and I suppose last week we had a big night here in Scariff Bay Community Radio. We had our annual quiz.
We had a great night. We had our annual, it's kind of on the social calendar now, Jim, really, isn't it, for every March, early March. We had it at McNamara's Bear last Friday night, and we had 24 tables, which was absolutely tremendous, you know. We beat our record. We had 23, I think, last year. So we're going for the quarter of a century next year. Wonderful, and such a mix of people, different clubs, different parishes. It was wonderful to see.
Yes.
And they all had nice things to say about Scariff Bay Community Radio. We did very well financially. We always keep it to 20 euro for a table of four, because some people go for 40 euro for a table of four, but we feel it's the same amount of money, because people buy it on the raffle if they don't pay it on the table. So it's you don't gain by charging anything extra for a table.
No,
you
know? And I suppose, I mean, I know it's a fundraiser for the radio, and the radio, like every other organisation, needs funds. But it's a fun night as well, which is great.
Great fun, yeah. It really, really is. And as I said, such a mix of people, from teenagers up to, you know, senior citizens. And you know, there was something for everybody in it. It was a great fun night.
And there were young hurlers there from around East Clare.
Yes.
From different parishes.
Absolutely. So we had someone from Killinina, and we had O'Gonnello. They were all well represented. Yeah.
So it's
Handball Club, everything. It was great to see. But it's a great testament, I suppose, due to how far Scariff Bay Community Radio, you know, travels in the community as well, what they think of us. So it's nice. It was payback time, and we didn't look for raffle prizes off of anybody at all, and the amount of prizes we had were unbelievable. Even local businesses called, yes, and gave us a voucher or gave us something for it. So we'd like to thank everybody that donated in any way, and roll on next year, March next year.
Great. Well, we're certainly looking forward to
it. Yes.
And I suppose, you know, it's the 17th of March, and we're coming into the hurling season now. I think maybe the hurling leagues, certainly at senior level, began last weekend.
That's right, Scariff, for the first Clare Cup match last weekend. They were playing O'Callaghan's Mills, which of course were last year's winners. And Scariff emerged victorious, I think, by a goal at the end. So it was great to see it back. And of course, there's some new people have come on board this year, and some maybe have older ones have moved on or moved down to junior or whatever. But it was great to see. It's, you know, I suppose the weather isn't the best and pitches aren't the best anywhere, really. But it was good to see. And I think everybody's glad to get back into it. And there was a lot of sport on last weekend between the television and
the rugby
matches
and
everything. Yeah, yes. There was a lot going on. So it was great to see it back. And to win your first match of the year, too, was great.
It is great.
Be a championship or a Clare Cup, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. It's a match. A match is a match, and a win is a win, isn't it, Jim?
Yeah, and I suppose the hurling pitch in Scariff has been closed now for nearly 2 years.
Nearly 2 years, yeah.
And but I see posts going up there and netting and everything. So right, I expect the next round of the Clare Cup will be
brilliant
at home.
Yeah, it'll be great to see. It's like a distant memory now, isn't it?
It is.
We saw there was a lot of work going on out there. Bowlands were doing it. I think there was a lot of sand and everything. You know, I think they specialise in that, don't they? They're from West Clare.
That's right.
So if you know, again, if it's worth doing, it's worth doing right. It'll be worth the wait.
Yeah. Well, I suppose, and then you know the rest that it has got, because it's about a year and 8 months,
yeah,
I think,
is,
now,
yeah,
since they finished it.
Yeah.
And I know they intended opening it last year, but
that's right, last July, I think.
But it just didn't work out.
Yeah.
And so hopefully it'll have got another bit of a rest over the winter.
Yes, yeah.
And
we won the best pitches in East Clare then.
Well, hopefully, yeah, anyway.
They might pass out the new pitch now in Tulla, Jim, and come to us, give us a few matches.
Yeah. Well, we won't give out about our friends in Tulla, because they look after us very well.
Yeah,
when we
they've
get
done
over
a good
there.
Job as well.
They have
fairness.
Indeed, yeah. Okay, Marie, listen, that's everything for the moment in Scariff. We look forward to the parade on St. Patrick's Day tomorrow, and hopefully that, you know, the rain will keep up for
hopefully,
a couple of hours.
Yeah. People should start putting out the child of parade now tonight, Jim.
Yes.
Just in case.
It was certainly done in the past.
It was, yeah. That's
okay.
Great. Okay, thanks, Jim.
Thank you very much, Marie McNamara, our correspondent in Scariff.
Cheers. Thank you.